Jack spooked.
How much do you know about Davy Jones?
You owe me your soul. And it's time to pay up.
If there was anything could be done.
Well, there is a chest.
The dead man's chest.
To find it, you must sail to the end of the earth and beyond.
We have our heading.
Captain Sparrow!
Elizabeth.
You know, these clothes do not flatter you at all. It should be a dress or nothing. I happen to have no dress in my cabin.
We're looking for this.
The chest of Davy Jones.
What is in the chest?
When you have the chance to do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
It's day 18 of movie month.
Yes, it's my fifth annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
Yo ho, a pirate life for me. Good morning, good day, hello, everybody in the world out there, and welcome to day 18 of Movie Month. And today, I went back 12 years to 2006 to continue in a movie series that I never continued in. Many, many years ago, when it first came out on DVD or video or VHS, I don't even remember, I saw a little movie called Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, I believe is what it's called. That's the first one. And since that time, they've made four other pirate movies, and I've seen none of them. So I said to myself, I want to watch all these pirate movies just to at least kind of be part of the pirate's world. Maybe I'll really like them. Maybe I'll want to see if they ever make a part six, I'll want to see it. Or maybe they'll just get worse and worse with each one. I don't know. But there are movie series out there that I kind of want to see, and I've never taken the time to see them, so I might as well use Movie Month to do that. All right, 30 movies are a lot, okay? We know that with Transformers. We know that with Fast and the Furious. So today, I saw Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest from 2006, the second out of five Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You might see a theme this week. There might be a lot of Captain Jack Sparrow talk this week. I might be doing them all this week. But today, and I have to tell you, they are long. This is a 2.5 hour movie. It was a long movie. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was exactly what I thought it would be. So I didn't go back and watch the first one, but I went to Wikipedia and I read the synopsis of the first movie just to kind of catch me up, spark some memories of, oh, that's who this guy is. I mean, I saw it one time many years ago. I have some memory of it. And reading it helped. And then seeing these characters going, oh, that's who that is. That's who that is. Blah, 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 blah. That helped. So I don't think I had to do it because they kind of, you know, worked into the dialogue stuff that like, oh, this guy was supposed to marry you, but then they didn't. And now the marriage didn't happen. Blah, 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 blah. Pretty much caught on quickly about who was who, and I remembered everything else. This was on Netflix, by the way. It's on Netflix right now. And yeah, it was fun. A lot of big action pieces, a lot of beautiful sets. I don't know how what is real, what's CGI. It doesn't matter. It looks good enough. And then you got Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. And I always think of that Lonely Island, Saturday Night Live, Michael Bolton thing of singing about Captain Jack Sparrow and how he wants to work Captain Jack Sparrow into everything he's singing. And I need to go watch that now because that's hilarious. This movie was fun. It was exactly what I thought it would be. What do we got? Keira Knightley. We got that elf there, and Orlando Bloom, and we got Johnny Depp. You know, Johnny Depp, this is pretty much the character he's now synonymous with forever, I guess, you know? He's done a lot of wacky characters. Recently in his life, he's become the wackiest of his own characters, whether it's, you know, being, like, drunk at award shows, being accused of being abusive. The dude might be a giant, huge dick. But he can act, and he can make some really crappy movies, and then every so often come and do a big fun one like this, get a huge payday, and buy a castle somewhere. So, you know, Johnny Depp is a great actor. I doubt he's a great person. I don't know. Is this a movie where I say he's a great actor? No, he's just huge and putting on a giant flourish. He loves this character, and he seems to want to do it over and over and over again. He's done it 5 times. You know, they didn't even bring Orlando Bloom back for all these movies. I think he's back now, but he was gone there for a bit. I don't know if that was his choice or what. But the dude he's either Will Turner or he's Elf Boy. And wasn't he Elf in at least most of the Hobbit movies and all the Lord of the Rings movies? So he's obviously doing okay, too. If they keep making pirate movies, fine. If they make another, they'll never make another Tolkien Middle Earth movie. But maybe he'll be on that Amazon show that they're going to do. I don't know. And I don't care. The point of this is that this movie was fun. The three main characters were fun. Keira Knightley was, like, she's very attractive. I didn't realize, like, when she just has the dirty hair and the pirate's hat on, I was like, oh, I see what Captain Jack sees in her. And what that other guy sees in her, and what Will Turner sees in her. But she did give a kiss to Captain Jack at the end. This movie's 12 years old. I don't really care if I spoil it or not. You've obviously probably seen it. She did give a kiss to Captain Jack at the end, but she only did that to sacrifice Captain Jack. But Will doesn't know that. But this whole movie, not this whole movie, but you could see this movie, the last one, they kind of left open-ended, you know, because if it wasn't great, it was just like, oh, what an adventure. This time it's like Captain Jack Sparrow jumped into the Kraken's mouth, and for some reason this, like, voodoo priestess seems to be like, you want to get Captain Jack back, you have to travel to World's End. And they're like, yes, let's do it. Let's go to World's End, which the next movie is At World's End. And then you see it, all of a sudden you need a captain who's the perfect captain. And I completely forgot. I knew he was in this movie, and I completely forgot. I was like, who's it going to be? Oh, it's Jeffrey Rush. What is he? Barbossa is the character's name. Okay, so he was the guy who owned the Black Pearl originally, and Captain Jack stole it from him, so now he wants to go get his ship back. They just want to go get Captain Jack back. And there you go. You know, 6 minutes, I basically summarized a 2.5-hour movie. This whole thing was about Davy Jones, and I assume Davy Jones will be back because he didn't die. They have Davy Jones' heart. Davy Jones has a ship of, like, monsters and undead sea monsters and seamen monsters. That didn't sound quite right. And he made a deal with Jack Sparrow to get the Black Pearl, and now he's coming up to collect on that deal, and Jack Sparrow had to steal his heart, and yada, yada, yada. And the heart was in the chest. That's the dead man's chest. There you go. Now they got to go to At World's End. That's At World's End. Then I believe the fourth one is On Stranger Tides, and the fifth one is Dead Men Tell No Tales. These are long title movies, and I saw on IMDb Pirates of the Caribbean 6 at least just listed there, as in it might be happening. I don't know. We shall see. But you know what? Maybe by the end of this, watching these three other movies, I'll be like, this is just tired and I'm sick of it. But with this one, it was only the second one, so you realize you feel like it had to be more fresh. Now, I'm not one of these people who, you know, I love the pirate movies, and I see them whenever they come out, so that's every couple of years or whatever. I'm seeing this, I'm probably going to see the next one tomorrow, to be completely honest with you. So I'm going to be, like, right back into this pirate stuff. This one's not on Netflix, I don't think, but I have it on DVD. I rented it. I went to the library. So I'll be watching it, and I can judge it right against this movie. This movie, there were moments where I chuckled. There were moments where I thought, wow, that's a fun little inventive way to do action. The wheel thing was fun, seeing the wheel spinning, you know, there in the water wheel, swinging from the cages made out of bones to try to climb the mountain. That was cool. There was a lot of nice, cool action set pieces. And, of course, you had the Kraken, or the Kraken, depending on which pirate you were. And now we have Will Turner, not sure about Elizabeth, is that her name, as they all head off to find Captain Jack Sparrow. Is this like the search for Khan? You know, like, is Jack Sparrow not in this movie that much? I have no idea. I fast-forwarded to the end of the credits. There was a stinger at the end, but it was just a silly thing. Like, in the original one, they said the ghost, the little monkey found a piece of gold and became undead. And so they had that monkey in this one. Didn't really matter. In this one, the tribe that had Captain Jack as their king now has a dog as their king. It's the same dog who steals the keys from the original movie ride. Well, the original ride at Disney World. So does that mean they're going to eat this dog because they were going to eat Captain Jack? I certainly hope not. Because they kind of, you know, if they forgot that that's what the plan was with Captain Jack, well, they just did that to a dog. So I don't know. And I'm sure that didn't seem to matter at all either. There's probably just going to be funny little things at the end of these movies that have no bearing on the movie. Unlike you see Marvel stuff and you think, uh-oh, that is important. In the pirate world, not so important. And I like that there isn't a pirate universe. There's the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and that's it. There's not, I don't, at least not that I know of, there's no spin-offs of this character going over here, this character going in over there in the plans yet. But Disney seems to like their movie worlds. Now, the Han Solo movie might have put a damper in that. And the, you know, Universal has the monster movies. Where they made a mummy movie with Tom Cruise, and that didn't do very good, but that was supposed to set up a world that might not even happen now. I don't know. I still might see that movie, though, just because I kind of want to see how bad it is. That's for another day, though. Today was Pirates of the Caribbean, or Pirates of the Caribbean, depending on how you say it, Dead Man's Chest from 2006. Folks, that's it. I'm done. It's day 18 of Movie Month. We only have 12 movies left. I've done 18 movies in a row. It's amazing how quickly this goes by. June flies by, folks. It flies by. And I'm having a ball, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. And until tomorrow, I just have to say, you can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, on Instagram at Geek Mentality, on Facebook at Fans.Experts. The website is Fans.Experts.com, and search Geek Mentality, two words, on any podcasting tool. You will find us, you will subscribe to us, you will enjoy it, and then you will send us all your money and your treasures. And I've just been watching too many pirate things. I'm done now. So, ladies and gentlemen, go enjoy my theme song.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.